And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of the More Phenomenal Hockey Show. It is I, Mike, back from Canada, and with a medal. Look at that beautiful medal. And of course, joining me from HockeyHotStove.com, the one and only Ted Starkey. Ted, welcome to the show, good sir. So,
how you doing? Good to see you. Welcome back.
Yeah. My body's feeling it, but it's good to be back. But we have ourselves the Stanley Cup final. Literally begins tonight. We were recording this before game one. So this is like the first time we've ever done something like this freaking fast before. We got the Carolina Hurricanes taking on the Vegas Golden Knights. But first, some real quick news that I just want to touch base on real quick. Number one, in the PWHL, the Seattle Torrent announced that they have re-signed for Alex Carpenter. Carpenter would sign a 3-year deal and is protected in the expansion roster distribution process. And then in the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman Zach Werenski has been named the 2026 Norris Trophy winner for best defenseman for the year. And Nashville Predators announced that they have hired Chris McFarland as their new president of hockey operations and general manager. McFarland was given permission after the Avalanche season was over to discuss the position with the Predators. And I believe, if I saw it right, I haven't seen all the news because I was out a little bit today. It looks like Joe Sakic is assuming the position of general manager until a new one can be found for the Avalanche. Pretty busy, eh? And
yep, not too bad considering it's early June.
Yeah, and then also Hershey Bears captain Aaron Ness announced his retirement this afternoon. So, and that's our Capitals news right there.
Long time AHL guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
and actually,
fine alumni of the Bridgeport Foundation.
Yeah. And speaking of the Capitals real quick, but it's kind of come out that Alex Ovechkin is not going to give a decision until like some point, probably early July after the draft and free agency, to see what type of moves the Washington Capitals make before he makes his decision of what he's going to do. Which is something, as you and I have talked about a lot, Starkey, that this is him putting the pressure on the Caps to make moves to improve the team going into next season, which I feel that's going to be more McClellan and Lyons is making those moves than Chris Patrick. That's just my personal opinion and thoughts on that.
So. Yeah, I mean, I think unless they totally punt the offseason, I think he'll be back. I think it's just a matter of he wants to make sure that, you know, obviously they promised a top six forward all season long last year, didn't deliver. And now, you know, you do wonder if they didn't do the moves at the deadline, if he would have signed by now, you know, like you know, Malkin did in Pittsburgh. But we'll find out in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
And don't forget Nick Dowd, Stanley Cup finalist.
Yep. Which is a great segue. You mentioned Nick Dowd. He's with the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup final. Game one is tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC here in the States and in Sportsnet up in Canada. So got to ask, when you look at this series, these are two teams that have kind of been almost virtually unbeatable, you know, with Vegas going 12-4. Carolina going 12-1 coming into this series. When you look at that, what are some of your initial thoughts of this series? All right, minor little blip there, but Starkey, I'd ask you about the initial thoughts going into the series between the Vegas Golden Knights and the Carolina Hurricanes.
I think, you know, you've seen the two hottest teams in the NHL. Carolina finished the season, I believe, 7-2, even though a lot of those games were kind of meaningless for them. Vegas finished 7-1 after John Tortorella took over as coach. So you basically, I think that, these are the two hottest teams in the league, probably very deserving finalists. The one question I have, obviously, on Carolina's side, how much has Freddie Anderson actually been tested in net for the Hurricanes? Because, Montreal, I believe, only had 93 shots in that entire series. And you look at the other side, even though Vegas, Toronto in four games, also a Colorado team that was really, really hampered by the injury to Cale Makar. And obviously, Nathan MacKinnon was injured in game three of that series as well. So, but they're very similar teams. Obviously, Vegas is a little bit more experienced with the Stanley Cup, having won it a couple of years ago, while Carolina's in their first Stanley Cup final since 2006. So it'll be interesting to see, how these two teams match up.
You had mentioned Frederik Andersen. Obviously, it's a goaltending battle between the t obviously, like you said, these are two hot teams, the two hottest goalies in the playoffs too, of Frederik Andersen of the Carolina Hurricanes, and as much as I don't want to say this man's name, Carter Hart of the Vegas Golden Knights. Which, by the way, when I was in Canada, there's a very interesting perception up there about that court case. I'll leave it at that. But a lot of people are not happy about Carter Hart being in the NHL. So up there. But what are your thoughts on this goaltending matchup between Carter and Anderson?
Well, like I was saying with Anderson, I think that basically he's been really, it was interesting about the Eastern Conference Final. I thought Montreal in game one played a textbook case of how to beat the Carolina Hurricanes, putting pressure on Anderson and kind of getting behind their defense. And then they really got away from it after the winning game one. I'm sure a combination of Carolina having a little bit more rust off after the long layoff. But Freddie Anderson is going to basically make or break the series for them because Vegas can pressure the goaltender. They have enough talent. They have a lot more scoring talent than Ottawa or Philadelphia or Montreal did. So I think there he's going to be tested a lot by Vegas's forwards. And likewise, Carter Hart, he probably saw a little bit more offensive talent than Anderson did. Vegas is kind of a, they played a little bit of a lock during the playoffs, to kind of limit shots against him. He's been playing well, but he's been shielded a little bit too. You haven't seen quite the chances that you may have seen in a normal season. I mean, the one thing about Vegas too is before Tortorella took over, they were having difficulty beating good teams. They were, I believe at one point in February, they'd beaten only four teams in a playoff spot. And they were among the league's worst teams in trailing. I think they were second worst in the league in the number of minutes they trailed all year. So, both of them are playing well, but it's going to be interesting if either of them cracks under would probably be a lot of pressure. Obviously, Carolina brings very heavy forecheck, and Vegas was able to shut down one of the league's most potent teams in Colorado. So, there's a lot of chances both teams will be frustrated throughout the series.
Yeah, and I want to loop back to Frederik Anderson because obviously the sudden passing of Claude Lemieux took obviously all of us by surprise on Thursday. I remember I was sitting at Jack Astor's in Hamilton, Ontario, when the news broke, and it stunned me because we had just seen Claude Lemieux for Game Three doing the torch earlier in the week. Which led to the Canadians coming out on the ice. Obviously, Lemieux was also Frederik Anderson's agent, but somebody that Freddie regarded as family. So when we saw Game Five, we obviously saw a very emotional Frederik Anderson. How do you think that's going to play into the Stanley Cup Final for Anderson now that he has this emotional chip and motivator on him?
Yeah, one thing I think overall it's going to be interesting for Carolina, even more than, Anderson dealing with the loss of his agent is, I think there's a sense of, they spent so long trying to get to this point. And, I know they obviously accomplished a lot this year. Is this kind of the There's two ways you can go with it. Is this the stepping stone to a Stanley Cup, or is this we've accomplished our goal? And I think obviously with the shock of Claude Lemieux's passing in game five, obviously I think there'll be some carryover, but I also think that, at this point, the end of the Eastern Final, the last, you kind of sense the last two games, Montreal just didn't have it after they lost, game three in overtime. You kind of knew that that was going to be the end of them, and they really, the last two outings from Montreal were basically just kind of going through the motions, it looked like. They didn't put a lot of shots on net, didn't really test him, so it's going to be a lot different for him, I think, throughout this series.
And then when you look at we talked about the goaltending, who do you think has the edge? Is it Anderson, or is it Hart in that?
I mean, if you strip everything aside, I think obviously Carter Hart was one of those guys who came in with Philadelphia with a lot of potential. He was very, very good in the American League. He did not do so well with Philadelphia, but I think that's a very tough place to be a goaltender. Obviously, I think he kind of puts the blinders on, which I think helps him focus a bit. As I said, everything else aside, I think I would think he's got a little bit more of an edge in Anderson. I just, Anderson has been very good, but he's also not faced a team like Vegas. I think he's capable of playing very well for stretches of time, but there's also times where he doesn't look so great. He was not very good in the regular season, and you just wonder how long they can hold that off with, Vegas is not going to be delivering 90 shots in five games. They're going to be coming after him, and John Tortorella obviously knows what kind of forwards, how they can disrupt his game. And I would give Vegas the edge. It's not a huge edge, but I do think they do have the edge in net.
All right. And then what about on defense? How do you see these two teams out there? Which team do you think has the edge on defense as a whole?
I mean, I think, Carolina's been surprisingly good. Obviously Keandre Miller has been very good throughout the playoffs. They kind of the only obviously like the Hurricanes, the only really bad game they had was game one in the Montreal series. But you also have, obviously Vegas, they're playing a very tight system. They're trying to frustrate their opponent, and they're coming off a series where, Colorado really was not able to generate a whole lot of scoring. And I think, they kind of play up a system D, and it's going to be very tough. But, it'll be interesting because, as I said, both of these teams have played very well, but they're also going to be playing a team, probably the best team they're going to see all spring. And they haven't seen team like they're going to see in the next couple of games.
Right. And then so you're going to say that Vegas probably has the edge in defense over the Hurricanes?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think it's a marked advantage, but I think Vegas is slightly better. I think they're a little bit more complete. I think they're a little bit better constructed than the Hurricanes are. I think, they just have a little bit more, but they've also had the medal of, they've been contenders since they came in the league in, 2017. So obviously Carolina's been very good, but they've never reached this step before. So it'll be interesting to see how they adapt.
And then now obviously the same question about the forwards, about the offense itself. Who do you think has a better advantage offensively for between the Hurricanes and the Golden Knights?
I mean, I would probably put the Carolina a little bit more in this. I mean, obviously having a guy like Ehlers come on board this year helped. The question is how he'll be able to play because, Vegas will like to take away his time and space. You look on the Vegas side, obviously, Mitch Marner has been driving their offense after being pariahed in Toronto for so many years. And even a guy like Jack Eichel, even though he's piled up a bunch of assists, he's not played his best hockey as of yet. And clearly, he is quite capable of driving that offense. And, I would say offensively, I think Carolina gets a slight edge, but again, these teams are pretty closely matched. And I think, the ability of the opponent ability to take apart the opponent's defense and kind of break their system will be the key to the series. I think Vegas was very effective at taking time and space away from Colorado and Carolina. I'm not sure is as adaptable as Vegas is at playing different styles of hockey.
And then obviously the last thing to look at, or two of the last things to look at, one of which being special teams. How do you rate these two special teams, and which one has the edge between them?
Again, I think they're fairly even. I mean, both teams are able to, they're both able to convert on the power play, and that's some of their dangerous, the most dangerous times of the game. Carolina loves to shoot the puck. They love to create havoc in front of the other team's goalie. Las Vegas obviously has the same kind of structure. They try to, they're able to really use their power play to their advantage. I mean, I think, like I was saying before, I think Vegas is a little bit better defensively. And I think they have a little bit more stay-at-home type D rather than, guys who can rush the puck. So I'd probably give them a slight advantage. But, I don't think either team can afford to take a ton of penalties like Montreal did against Carolina, because that's, basically where they ended their series. They just kept have a parade to the penalty box, and Carolina feasted on that at the end.
Yeah, and then obviously we got to talk about the coaches. John Tortorella came in with 8 games left. He's pretty much been unbeatable since coming to Vegas with 8 games left. And but then you also have Rod Brind'Amour, who has the notion of essentially being part of like 98% of every Carolina Hurricanes win as either a player at, or as a coach. How do you rate these two coaches? And obviously Brind'Amour has a cup as a player and as a captain, but then obviously Tortorella has a cup as a coach with the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2004. How do you rate the two coaches, and who probably has a better coaching edge going into this series?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because, with John Tortorella, you look at some of his stops since Tampa Bay. I mean, he was with the Rangers, he was with Columbus, he was with Vancouver, he was with Philadelphia. None of those teams are really, close to contending. I mean, you look at, I always thought of Tortorella as a finishing type coach. You have a good team that needs kind of a kick in the rear, and he would be the guy you brought in to kind of get them playing playoff style hockey, blocking shots, clogging lanes. And they've been doing that. Like I said, they were kind of underwhelming throughout the regular season. I mean, honestly, they weren't really in danger of missing the playoffs realistically, but they really didn't have any kind of drive until he came on board. And he's, I believe that, he's 19 and I think it's 19 and 5 if you look at it since he came over between the regular season and playoffs. And you just see that, they've responded to him. I don't know how long that will last, but, certainly throughout this playoffs, he's got them playing the kind of hockey they need to in the playoffs. Obviously, on the flip side, Brind'Amour has been there forever. They obviously have believed in him, even though, he always came up short in the playoffs. The players did buy into him. They kind of play his style. I mean, I would think his biggest flaw is I don't think the team is as adaptable. Like you saw that the last couple of years when they would play a Florida or play a Boston, they would kind of get punched in the face and it would not necessarily end well for them. Like I don't know if they're going to get that time and space that they like in this series, and I'm not sure how adaptable they're going to be. So I would give Tortorella an edge. Obviously, he's won a cup as a coach. Obviously Brind'Amour was a player type coach when he was playing in 2006, but I do think that Tortorella just has this team playing like you need to in this time of year.
Yeah. So with that, where do you see this, like, what's your prediction for who you see w lifting the Stanley Cup?
Well, I think my official prediction is going to be Vegas in six. I think probably the key to the series will be the first two games. I think if Carolina is able to win the first two at home, I think it becomes very difficult for Vegas to try to come and catch them in the series. I think, as Montreal found out, they're a difficult team to try to chase. and they've been playing. The one thing I will say about this year's Hurricanes compared to last year or other Hurricanes is I think there's a lot more of a killer instinct. They're not taking their foot off the gas like they used to, either in game or in a series. And I think, if Carolina's able to go up 2-0, they may run away with the series. However, if Vegas can at least get a split in these first two games, I think they play a type of game that's a little bit more difficult for the Canes to defend. I mean, I do think these are both very good teams. I think they're both very, very solid and very worthy of representing their conference in the final. But I do think Vegas is slightly better, and I do think that edge in net is probably going to be the difference.
Right. So my prediction is I want Carolina to win, because I kind of want to see it for Brenda Moore. I kind of want to see it for Anderson now, for because of the emotional impact of Claude Lemieux's passing. But I know there's a little bit of bias in this statement, but I just don't want to see Carter Hart lift the cup. Like, if he wasn't on the team, I wouldn't mind so much, because obviously we all love Nick Dowd. I've always been a fan of Tortorella as a coach personally, but it's just everyone online can go after me. I don't care. I just don't care. But yeah, I want my prediction is I want the Hurricanes to win. But if Nick Dowd wins the cup, I will be happy for Nick Dowd. But I will also put this out there. So far in our predictions for the More Phenomenal Hockey Show, only three people give predictions, and that is myself, Starkey, and Toro Masamune. Currently, I am 5-9. I went 0-for-2 in the conference finals, because I picked Montreal and Colorado. But yet again, at the same time, we didn't expect Colorado to get swept.
Exactly.
All three of us had picked Colorado in the conference final. Starkey is currently 7-7. And Toru is currently 7-7. And I'm still waiting for Toru's prediction for the cup final. I'm waiting for that text message so I could put it in
We're
here.
both 500.
What was
We're
that?
NHL 500. We're
Yeah.
NHL 500.
Yeah. Starkey and Toru are NHL 500, and I'm NHL below 500. But I'm always below 500.
Well, how many overtime losses do you have? That's a big question.
None, because it's the playoffs. But I would love
It's been
a 3-2-1 0-point system. That would be great.
No, it's been a strange playoff, though. I mean, I think, if you look back at it, the one team in the East that probably could have taken out Carolina was Tampa Bay, and obviously they got knocked out in the first round. You look out West, probably the only thing that could have taken out Colorado was injuries, and that's exactly what happened. I always say you need three things to win a Stanley Cup. You need to be successful and lucky in your own bracket. You need help or in other series. And you need to stay healthy. And both of these teams have gotten that. They've both been very good in their own games. Carolina got Tampa Bay knocked out by Montreal. Vegas got Colorado just shredded down the stretch. They both stayed relatively healthy. You look at both these teams, they're obviously no team is perfectly healthy this time of year, but both teams are for June are in very good shape.
Yeah, and it's kind of reminiscent to obviously the 1998 Stanley Cup final, because that's what helped the Capitals get to the Cup final that year, was the fact that they were for the most part healthy, and they got good breaks with the top three teams in the East getting knocked out in the first round. So, that was a benefit for the Capitals, in 98. So.
No, I mean that's what, like I said, it's you need help in your own games, but you also need other help because, like I said, it's playoffs are kind of one-on-one matchups in terms of who do you match well against? And obviously Carolina's match up very well against everyone they played. Probably the toughest match for them would have been Ottawa, but Ottawa's frankly not very good. And then obviously with Vegas and Colorado. So Vegas was able to play a style that frustrated and disrupted what the Avs were trying to do. And, obviously they weren't in full strength either. So, I mean, you'll probably see a lot of that against Carolina as well. I mean, how effective they'll be will be a question mark, but Clearly they're playing playoff style hockey, which may not be the most exciting type of hockey, but it's certainly effective.
Yep. So with that, real quick before we go into the sign off, the More Phenomenal Hockey Show is brought to you by Oats Overnight. When we're on the go but still need breakfast, Oats Overnight is the healthy on-the-go breakfast choice for the show and TXHT Hockey. Use our exclusive link in the description on both TXHTHockey.com and in the YouTube show description to get a $20 discount on Oats Overnight today. Starkey, I know we had some technical difficulties early on, but where can the people find you on social media, good sir?
You go to at Ted Starkey on Twitter is the usual, or sorry, X is the usual outlet. I'm around elsewhere, but that's where I mostly am. And then obviously on Hockey Hot Stove, I will be doing a lot with the Caps in the next couple weeks. Obviously, we're looking at seeing what they do for their off-season project, and be doing other columns as well. But it should be an interesting final, and we'll see. Hopefully it's a at the last couple rounds, hopefully we get a long final versus a sweep or a 5-game series.
Well, with the way the schedule is, it looks like it could take 2.5 weeks to complete if it goes 7 games.
Yep, exactly. And
That
it just
is
drags right
miserable.
into the draft now. Yes, it was special. Vegas is lovely this time of year, nice and cool.
Yep. So with that, obviously you could follow me on all social media, including Twitch at the Lindenbaum 75, and of course TXHT on Twitter and all social media outlets at TXHT underscore hockey, except for Facebook, where it has to be at TXHT hockey, or just type in TXHT hockey in that. And as always, thank you for tuning in, especially with us dropping this right before game one starts. And we will be back either next week to talk about a Stanley Cup champion or just talking about the series in general. And then obviously we'll have one more after that, potentially, depending on how this series goes. That will be our season finale, because once the cup is awarded, it's just the rule of TXHT to make sure that we, myself and Dixon, don't burn ourselves out too much. Once the cup is awarded, we go into off-season mode to get ready and recharge our batteries for the upcoming season. So with that, until next time, we will see you on the ice.